Welcome to Simple Living Works. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host for Whose Birthday? Featuring audio selections from Simple Living Works' signature publication, the annual for individuals, families, and congregations, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? If you're new to this podcast and would like more basic information about Simple Living Works, please listen clear to the end. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye at my cue. We've produced a real treasure trove of audio, video, and text resources for you, your family, and your congregation or group. We do promote alternative giving. See the link in the show notes for the guidelines for year-round alternative giving, as well as the classic Christmas versions. Basically, alternative giving means giving away at least 25% of what you spent last year on all celebrations, Christmas, birthdays, etc., to national, local, and international causes. Our mission is equipping people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three parts of our mission are especially wrapped up in our resources for Advent and Christmas, when consumerism is at its peak, when we need reminders both to be charitable instead of spending so much on ourselves, and to challenge the systems that make charity necessary, and to celebrate in simple ways that focus on relationships instead of stuff. Our site contains familiar titles, such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop, Carols with Justice, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, What Does Jesus Want for Christmas, and many more. Check out our extensive resource index. The link is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Much of Whose Birthday is also available in Spanish text. Please share it with your Spanish-speaking friends. See the link in the show notes. This short series is different from the previous year's Whose Birthday podcast series, which, by the way, are still available in our site. If you missed them or would like to hear them again, visit simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, click Preview, Backup. In this episode, I present part of an audio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you listen to the entire series, though each episode is self-contained. The series contains reflections and activities designed especially for the weeks of Advent and Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany. We'll have guest voices and writers, some well-known, some lesser-known. Links to the numerous references in this episode are in the show notes. I'll let you in on a little secret. All 4 episodes of this series are already produced and available at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the Preview Backup Index. So if you don't want to wait for each to be released in iTunes or Stitcher, visit the site and listen to all or some of the series. The topics for each episode are there too, so you know what each episode contains. This series comes from edition number 20, which is based on the liturgical cycle A, the Gospel of Matthew, the same as this Christmas and Advent. Note, this edition, unlike the previous ones, does not contain a daily calendar. However, there are some 20 to choose from in our archives.
Whatever happened to Christmas? A few hundred years ago, the Puritans banned the celebration of Christmas because they thought it was frivolous and that the joyousness was inappropriate to true Christian piety.
That's not where we are. We believe in the joy and laughter and meaning that Christmas can bring. We also believe that despite the pressure from our consumer culture, our celebrations of Christmas should make sense with the values of Christ, who was born in simple surroundings.
Alternatives for Simple Living offers Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? As an instrument for reclaiming the real meaning, joy, and value of Christmas. It is an invitation to rethink and refeel the ways we celebrate. May this Christmas bring you hope, peace, and joy.
I'm Matt. It's my pleasure to present our Advent and Christmas resource for families, individuals, and churches, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Ideas for a Christ-Centered Holiday.
And I'm Angela. Just about everything that's in our Whose Birthday magazine is also here on this recording. Some of the addresses and details given in the booklet are on the CD insert and on our website.
Whether you're listening to this for your personal edification or in a group, we hope you'll be inspired to celebrate a simple, joy-filled Christmas with less stress and debt. Then we hope you want to share this message with others in your community. See the CD insert and website for ideas. Several bonus items that do not appear in the booklet or on this CD are on Alternative's website. They're listed on the CD insert.
The message of voluntary simplicity is so powerful and so needed that your efforts will be well worth your time and energy. If you do nothing, be assured that nothing will happen. You are God's hands on earth.
We love to share ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Most of the ideas are taken from Alternative's annual family booklet called Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Why a simpler Christmas? A simpler Christmas leads to freedom. A consumer Christmas leads to stress and debt. Simplicity leads to generosity. A simpler Christmas leaves room for joy. It is such a joy to get the burden of stuff off our shoulders. A simpler Christmas builds relationships. We are told thousands of times every day by commercial advertising that we will find meaning and happiness through stuff. Voluntary simplicity says we will find happiness and meaning in life through relationships, within ourselves, with others, with the earth, and with God. A simpler Christmas leads to a whole life of simplicity. Celebrating is one part of the total life of integrity. This booklet is one step on the lifelong journey of simple living. Only we can choose to simplify our own lives. This booklet can help. A simpler Christmas promotes justice. By using only our fair share of the Earth's resources, we leave some for others around the globe and for future generations. Live simply that others may simply live. A simpler Christmas cares for creation. A simple life is an Earth-friendly life. Let's have a simpler Christmas this year.
Weekly Family Time. How to use these reflections and activities. The resources provided here offer individuals, families, and other small groups a way to remember the reason we celebrate this holy season. The reflections begin the first week of Advent and follow through the Feast of Epiphany. Before Advent begins, make an Advent wreath. Find a book with instructions or follow these simple directions. Take a large, flat, shallow bowl, at least 9 inches in diameter, and fill it with sand or coarse salt. Place 4 purple candles securely around the edge of the bowl. Place a large white candle in the center. Make a circle of evergreens and place them around the bowl. You will also need a manger scene, a Bible, and matches. Light 1 purple candle the week of Advent 1, 2 the week of Advent 2, etc. Light all 5 beginning on Christmas Eve. Set aside time each week to worship, perhaps after a meal on Sundays. Invite those who may be alone to join in. Depending on the ages of those in your group, adults may want to read the reflections beforehand. Incorporate the activities. Read and discuss one reflection at each meeting. Sing along with the well-known tunes of the Carols with Justice CD. Gather around the Advent wreath. Take turns reading, lighting the candles, praying, singing, and sharing feelings and ideas.
Top 10 uses of Whose Birthday? For congregations, 1. Distribute to individuals, families, and groups. Use our free promo kit on paper or online. 2. Bible study, such as a women's circle or men's breakfast. 3. Sunday school and adult forum. 4. Pulpit talk or sermons. 5. Simple Christmas workshop for your congregation or community. Use our alternative event organizers kit. For individuals and families, 1. Weekly family meeting and fun time. 2. Personal devotions. 3. Mealtime discussion. 4. Extended family gatherings. 5. Christmas planning time or event. Hold a family meeting as far before November 1st as possible to talk about Christmas expectations. What does each of us really want? Who's going to do what? What is really most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post decisions and changes to consider. If you need a daily Advent Christmas guide, choose from 20. Some are lectionary-based, some are thematic. Copy your choice on recycled paper as a bulletin insert, in your own Advent Christmas booklet, or as a series in your weekly service bulletin. Going beyond Whose Birthday? Check out the 20-plus ideas of our Simpler Living Community Network. Click Volunteers, then Activities to Try. Select an activity and try it. Learn how to influence others towards simpler living. Read Guidelines for Change. Visit Volunteers, click Activities, then Simple Living 101, How to Influence Others. Be a proactive volunteer. Read Simple Living 101, Toolbook for Activists Shy or Bold. Listen to Living Simply and Loving It CD. Plan a public event such as Unplug the Christmas Machine Workshop. Read Alternative Event Organizers Kit. We'd love to share your results and ideas with others. Want more details? See our complete user's guide on our website. Alternative giving, what Jesus wants for Christmas. When we celebrate a birthday, we are careful to give what the person really wants or needs. Is there any doubt what Jesus wants from us? He insists that in order to give to him, we must find him in the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned. By helping to provide a goat for a farmer in Honduras, a decent home for a family in rural Mississippi, or food for those who are victims of war, you could give Jesus a birthday gift he really wants. Contact one or more of the organizations listed on Alternative's website to get more information on how you can give money, time, and skills to those in need.
This season, Practice Christian Hospitality by Marilyn Sharp. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. Romans 15:7. More than 2 decades ago, as we decorated our home for Christmas, I dreaded what lay ahead. With 3 young children and shabby furniture, Christmas was the one time our home really looked its best. I felt that I really ought to entertain while it looked festive. One house cleaning could cover a multitude of parties. I could dazzle them with my cuisine. I thought about all those I really owed a return invitation. There were sitters to line up to watch our children, while we went to the parties others threw to pay us back. What a miserable economy of paybacks! And oh, how different is Paul's call to hospitality from the pickle I'd gotten myself into. Welcome as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. I had it all wrong, and I needed to get off this merry-go-round gone mad. So, what changes have we made over the years that bring the good news to us so that we might share it with others? Stop. Evaluate absolutely everything you do for the Christmas season. Does it give life and joy? Does it bear Christ's light into the world? If not, say goodbye. Prioritize. Family comes first. Make space in a hectic schedule to enjoy the beauty of the season together in your own home. Simplify. Instead of a gourmet extravaganza, host potluck dinners or invite friends for a cup of Christmas tea and a plate of cookies. Do it differently. Instead of hosting a dinner, go to a soup kitchen and serve those who are not overfed this season. Now that is welcoming one another as Christ has welcomed you to the glory of God. Sabbath time. Savor the relationship you have with God, the relationships you have with others, the gift of this day. Be still. Listen. Give thanks. Prayer. Holy God, help us to stop, prioritize, simplify, do it differently, and honor Sabbath time. Help us remember that Christmas is about loving and caring and welcoming, not about extravagances. Give us insight and strength to make changes in our Christmas celebrations. In Jesus' name, amen. Discussion questions. Number 1. When would be the best time to evaluate everything you do for the Christmas season? Number 2. Name 3 things you can start doing now to simplify Christmas. Number 3. Are you willing to do it differently, to serve the needy? If not, why not? Number 4. Name 1 new way you can honor Sabbath time. Columnist Marilyn Sharp serves as Director of Christian Parenting and Intergenerational Ministry for the Youth and Family Institute in Bloomington, Minnesota. tyfi.org. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. Let's Get Off the Christmas Roller Coaster on Christmas Trilogy Audio CD. Or A Simple Christmas. Or Simplify and Celebrate, Embracing the Soul of Christmas. Saint Nick, the Real Santa Claus, A Saint Nicholas Event by Bonnie Morgan. My husband Bill and I have been Santa and Mrs. Claus for years, both for various charities and professionally. One Christmas Eve, some 10 years ago, we could not attend regular Christmas Eve services unless we came in costume because of commitments. We asked the pastor at that time whether we could slide in the back pew at the midnight service in costume to attend worship. He agreed, much to our surprise. All was quiet and went very well until we took communion. After the service, we passed out our remaining candy canes and were overwhelmed by grandparents who lamented that their grandchildren and children were not there to see Santa and Mrs. Claus putting the emphasis on worshiping Christ above commercialism and not presuming to be special, but indeed, to be last in line. We offered to set aside Christmas Eve service time for the earlier service for the children and do the same thing the following year as it had been so well received, with a twist. This Christmas, we're putting on a community event to reduce the gimme theme and commercialism and to focus on being Christ-centered. We plan to ask the children to bring a gift to the baby Jesus that would be distributed to those in need in our community. We will have nativity characters tell their side of the Christmas story as the children wait for their turn with St. Nicholas, rather than Santa Claus, as again they take their gift to the manger. We will have a photographer and allow parents to bring their own cameras. The ideal date for such an event is December 5th, St. Nicholas Day, though any time in Advent is appropriate. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. Prayerful Santa Greeting Card, or St. Nicholas and the Tax Collectors, From Whose Birthday, 2007, bonus on Alternative's website. Or Picture Your Child with St. Nicholas, From Whose Birthday, 2005.
Christmas Math by Meg Cox. At this time of year, like many of you, I start to cringe at all the fake cheer. I feel that if I see one more over-decorated store, I will choke. Most of these stores are filled with poorly made goods that nobody needs, and the very air feels clogged with tinsel. I want to run away to a clean room with a decorated tree and a pine-scented candle on a mantelpiece. I want to sit in a cozy armchair and read a good book to my kid while we drink cocoa. Then it will feel like Christmas. Don't add more to your to-do list this year. Subtract anything you can if it makes you feel dispirited. Only add activities if they make it feel more like Christmas to you. From Meg Cox's Ritual Newsletter, a poem by John Greenleaf Whittier. During this Christmas season, may you be blessed with the spirit of the season, which is peace, the gladness of the season, which is hope, and the heart of the season, which is love. John Greenleaf Whittier.
You've been listening to one part of the audio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? The text for all these items are available through the links in the show notes. Go to simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. You're welcome to contribute to the online edition of Whose Birthday this year is number 28. It is updated as new material comes in, so send ideas and items anytime. Prepare something now while it's really on your mind, such as art. Art that depicts the tension between faith and culture, especially at Christmas. Personal experiences, especially intergenerational ones, related to simplifying Christmas or finding meaning and happiness in relationships instead of stuff. Family activities, rituals, or worshipful ceremonies for Advent, Christmas, or Epiphany. We reach many through our website, blogs, and other media. Sorry, we cannot pay for any submissions. To read the complete submission guidelines and past editions, use the link in the show notes. We get positive response to this podcast and to our blogs. I'll present some in a future episode. In the meantime, read them on the Simple Living Works website. The address is given in the show notes. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to simplelivingworks@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes. After this short series, we'll return to our interview format. Time to wrap up with this episode of Simple Living Works podcast. If you're new to Simple Living Works and would like more basic information, please listen a little longer. If you're a regular, you may want to say goodbye here. Peace. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will now through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Remember that you can listen to all episodes of Simple Living Works podcast. They're archived twice. Access them at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Click Preview, Backup, and choose the episodes you want with or without show notes. Subscriptions to this podcast and to our weekly blog are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Urge your friends to do the same. Remember to like us on Facebook. You can also subscribe in iTunes to the other podcast, which I produce, the Common Good Podcast. I co-host that with Jubilee One Earth Economics. Send us your email address to receive the free monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Thanks to the band Earth Mama and to John Pitney for the music on our show. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share-Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, comprehensive way of life. It's not a list of rules nor living on the cheap. It avoids fads, convenience, and deprivation. It's so much more than a hobby. We believe in abundance, that there's enough for everyone's need, not anybody's greed. We follow the saying, live simply, that others may simply live, as our closing theme song proclaims. Contemporary faith-based simple living is guided by the five life standards of living more with less, the classic by Doris Jansen Longacre. I've discussed these standards in earlier episodes. We extend the mission and resources of the nonprofit organization Alternatives, which served from 1973 to 2011. The three parts of our mission are elaborated in text and video. Links are listed in the show notes. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. Come everyone who has thirst, those who have nothing come by. Why spend your labor for things that simply do not satisfy? Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. The bread in your cupboard belongs to one who is hungry out there, and the coats in your closet unused could warm up the ones who stand bare. Simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. See how the wealth you acquire is borne on the backs of the poor, whose children beg daily for food, whose land feeds your child who wants more. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. Your children who need their own rooms lament that the forest will die, and those who would join field to field must stop long enough to ask why. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. God chose the weak of the world to shame the way of the strong. Learn how to live from the poor. Their wisdom will help us belong. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live. Do not conform to the world. Be certain that better's not more. Contentment will transform your need, awakening what God has in store. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.